Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi and today we're going to be having a very special episode. Well, with me, I have our fellow presenters. I have Bilkisu Ahmed.
Hello.
And I have Martia Umar.
Thank you for having me. But that's not how I call it.
That's how you call it. Anyways.
That's our style.
Today makes the podcast Nigeria Daily and The Bearing 1 year old. Today the podcast is 1 year old. If you had a 1 year old baby, how would they be doing by now? There'll still be a baby practically. So
yeah, some might have started walking.
Yeah.
Calling out names.
Exactly. And today on this episode, we're all going to share our personal experience on how it's been working together and how we've seen the podcast grow right before our eyes. So I'll start with you, Mardia. Share with us, how has the journey for 1 year been for you so far?
The journey for 1 year has been like a journey for a week because time flew too fast. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this, you know, sometimes I come in like twice in a week and it just feels like I haven't done so much. Mm-hmm. So the podcast, we've been going strength to strength. There's some things that I personally would like to work on. And you know, the way the podcast is, Nigeria Daily precisely, we work on trending issues. And you know, one of the difficult things that I have encountered is the fact that, you know, a government official you need to speak with
never wants to speak with
I
you.
Never ever want to give you,
especially on Sundays.
It's really difficult to get into some government officials. Yeah. I think that's one of the difficult part.
Big challenge.
Podcast. And then, you know, some of the respondents, though it's a phone interview sometimes we go to their houses, their offices to get to interact with these people. You still have this problem of getting them to talk. That's some of the things that I would say have been little pediments to the podcast. Aside that, it's been a roller coaster journey. Yes, if I can say that. It's been smooth, it's been rough, but put together, it's been a wonderful journey. And I'm glad that I'm witnessing today. It's 1 year. Wow.
I have this question, though. I know Bilkisu has experienced it. Have you ever been verbally abused for calling on a Sunday?
Of course. Of course. Oh, you know that. Verbally.
If you haven't had that, then you have not worked at Sunday.
Yeah. But let me get to you, Bilkisu. Now, how has your journey been so far?
So, my journey so far, it's really been great. I was like taken aback when we are celebrating today. Like, 1 year? Is it already 1 year? It's like just yesterday that we started podcast. And when I came, I was alone. Then, I met Hajia Halima, Jim Rowe. Then after that, I met Lillian and Awa. And then As we're going, Mardia came. So it's so wonderful meeting you guys, working with you. And then our bosses, especially Malam Mohammed Kabir, is somebody I worked with before. And then when I came to Daily Trust, I still met him. And like, fortunately, coincidentally, he became my boss. The challenges we face, you know, working with people, definitely, they said teeth and tongue, they are together always, so they have to, sometimes they fight. So sometimes the fights, the arguments, the disagreements, you know, it's always there. It's work. When you're a team, all those things are bound to happen. But the good thing is that when we do that, we still come back and face our work and then become friends more and colleagues. Then challenges with getting guests. You have an interview, especially when we started Nigeria Daily. We have to call guests that day. Someone say, how can you call me today? And you're expecting me to grant you an interview today? But we still go on. We still continue. We don't give up. Sometimes they will bail on you. You don't have anything to do, but you just have to go on and on and on because that program must not fail. You have to do it.
That's a resilience.
I should ask you,
I know Lillian has been a victim of the bashing. How has it been for you?
I would say the best part of the last 1 year for me was actually meeting you guys. I always tell Bilkisu, there's nothing you do to me on earth that will make me stop talking to you because you're the only married friend I have. And I always say, my dear is just so soft and sweet. I feel like I have to protect her against these people that are bullying her. Meanwhile, she's a very strong woman within. So, but meeting the team has been the best part of the year. I've never really known how to work like a team. up until I came and I joined the Daily Trust podcast team. And it taught me how to work with people, taught me how to understand people. And above all, I think one good thing I learned from our fellow colleague, Haji Ali Majumro, was honesty, being straightforward and honest. And I realized that's helped all of us. Now, back to the job itself. It's been challenging. It's been interesting.
Yeah.
And at some point, I've even learned from the topics we've discussed about. And then working with the head of digital operations, who is actually our direct boss, Mala Mohammed Kabir, has opened my eye to learn in a whole lot of things. I remember when I first came, he told me, "You're a talkative, so you don't know how to write." And it was true. I really didn't know how to write.
Always correcting her script.
So he's always he's always correcting my script.
But that's who he is.
Yeah, that's who he is. Yeah. And I loved
it.
Yes. It helped me a lot that I've gotten to realize now that for every script I sent to him, the corrections are getting less every day. And it means I'm learning. The challenges now are getting guests, convincing them to talk to you at such a short period, being harassed verbally by a guest. My God. That comes with the job.
Especially for someone who holds a very vital information.
Exactly.
That benefits the public. Then you're having these people holding information.
But I think overall, the podcast has grown and we've all put in that effort to take it to where it is. And we're very happy at where it is at the moment.
I am a better person, actually, you know. You never can say you're a better person to the core.
Yes.
You just keep meeting people. You keep learning how to work with people.
All right, ladies, hold our thoughts. Let us go on a quick break. And when we get back, the show continues. Today, the Daily Trust podcast is 1 year old. Throughout, we have created a lot of educative content. Here are a few of our interesting podcast episodes you should really go and listen to. On one of our first episodes of Nigeria Daily, which aired on August 3rd, 2021, we looked at why breastfeeding is a social responsibility and its importance to mother and child.
What is being done to protect breastfeeding and make it a shared responsibility in Nigeria?
Nigeria is rated 29% for exclusive breastfeeding.
For the mother, breastfeeding promotes faster weight loss.
What do mothers think about breastfeeding?
Honestly, I can say breastfeeding is something difficult and is something that can give a mother a joy.
It was really not easy. I don't sleep at night. I wake up very late at night to breastfeed my baby.
Meanwhile, our weekly podcast, The Bearing, launched on May 24th, 2021, with our maiden episode talking about the plight of Igbo Muslims in southeastern Nigeria. Do you know there are Muslims who are Igbos living in the East?
So Islam has a very long history in Igbo land. Nsukka comes first when it comes to the issue of Islam in the whole of Igbo land.
They will say no real Igbo man can ever be a Muslim. So when I accepted Islam and the story went around the town that I was a Muslim, for 3 years I could not come out.
The Easterners likened the hijab we are wearing to their own masquerade attire.
To listen to these and more episodes, search The Bearing or Nigeria Daily on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to these and other episodes on dailytrust.com, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Well, today is the podcast 1 year anniversary, and I've been in the studio right here with Mardia Umar and Bilkisu Ahmed. But before I get back to our conversation in the studio, let us get to hear what some of our editors here in Daily Trust think about the podcast and how it's been so far. Bilkisu Ahmed has a chat with a few of them.
Today is 1 year anniversary of podcast. As our editor and our resource person, how do you feel about podcast?
An excellent medium, accessible to millions of Nigerians. Why am I saying this? Those of us inside the house, I mean Daily Trust, we are still underrating the impact the podcast is making. But when you look at the feedback we are receiving from people across Nigeria and beyond is a milestone. This is a long journey that we conquered within the shortest possible time. And I'm saying this from an informed perspective because people do call me, especially from Plateau, from Kano, because we are in partnership with some radio stations. Yeah. And they are their delight. That means the programs coming from podcast, they are now the delight of these media outlets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as an individual, as a personal contributor to podcasts, you yourself, how do you feel about it? And what do you see we have done right?
There is a sense of fulfillment for somebody to be a resource person for this credible medium. Yes, whenever you people call me to come and comment or to contextualize issues, I find it a thing of joy to contribute. And from outside, people do call and appreciate what we say. So we are doing it well. And I think the area of improvement is to reach out to more radio stations, especially in the southern part of the country, so that they will also have a feel of what we are doing. But in the choice of topics to discuss, excellent.
My name is Abdulaziz Abdulaziz. I'm Deputy General Editor of the Daily Trust. Well, I'm surprised that it's already a year. That's how time flies. And I believe the podcast team has been very much innovative, very much up and doing in terms of keeping the flag flying, because it's really not easy to always have topics, you know, maintaining even the program running is one thing. Then secondly, also the innovative and very engaging subject that have been discussed every time makes it the more compelling in terms of listening, and also the packaging. So I believe it's been very good year. Only that, as we said, even if you are good, yeah, you strive to be better. So we just hope that you or the team will continue to not only maintain the tempo, but to take it further, being even the more forward-looking, the more innovative, the more engaging in terms of the topics that are chosen, that are treated on the podcast. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yusuf Zango. Actually, it's a very good vista where the Media Trust has opened and to reach to a wider audience. So it's a welcome development, and in the last 1 year we have seen it developing and getting more and more audiences across the country. So it's quite a good development and a good achievement for Media Trust.
So, Merdier, moving on now, what's the way forward? What's your word to our listeners out there finally?
So I think it's been a wonderful journey.
It is.
I wouldn't want to change anyone. The kudos goes to the EIC. Malam Nazir.
Yes.
Mikhail.
Yeah. Mikhail and also Malam Mohammed. Those two. Oh, God.
And we should not forget another person, another important person that is contributing to podcast is Segir.
Malam Segir. No, Segir Kanusale. Well, to our ardent listeners as well, want to say thank you very much for sticking with us. Thank you very much for knowing Merdia. Thank you very much for loving Bilkisu. Yeah. Thank you very much for adoring me.
Leland Ogazi.
Thank you very much for sticking with us for this first year. And we look forward to more and more and more years of podcasts and more growth.
Importantly, share our podcast.
Yes.
Share. Don't download and share.
Share the link.
DailyTrust.com.
Buzzsprout.com.
And Spotify.
And TuneIn Radio.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, feel free.
On our website, a lot of people send me text messages and say, I want to listen to any of your people. It's so simple. When you get to the Daily Trust website, you know that this column at the top there is news, there's home, podcast, there's business, there's entertainment.
Just podcasts.
Politics, all of our podcasts, from Bilkisu, from Lillian, from Maria.
Everything is there. And if you're lazy to do that, just go down. You definitely see the latest podcast. It's just right there. The player
just
is there.
Just click and
looking
listen.
At you. Just click and listen.
On the homepage.
On the homepage. So yes, having said that, thank you so much, ladies, for entertaining me today. My name is Lillian Ogazi.
And I am Martia Umar.
I said it.
And I am Bilkis Ahmed.
Have a lovely, lovely day ahead.